You remember the Three Little Pigs? There's a house made of straw and one of sticks and one of bricks, and the brick house is the strong one. Well, the strength of bricks is now in question, and that's B-R-I-C. Goldman Sachs has closed down its brick investment fund. That's brick for Brazil, Russia, India, and China, some emerging markets. The fund was started 9 years ago after a Goldman economist coined that term, which became widely used and shaped the thinking about investing in emerging countries. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us from New York with more on this. Jill, why does it matter that they closed down this fund, or what does it say?
Well, I mean, it says a lot about the emerging markets, and we should just note that that acronym BRIC made its debut by a Goldman Sachs economist, a guy named Jim O'Neill. So they were really big in the forefront of promoting these BRIC countries, these four countries, and lumping them together as a force in the global economy. Now, according to the SEC filing, Goldman shuttered this fund because they basically didn't see any growth. In fact, the fund had lost 88% of its assets since the 2010 peak. Hmm. That kind of matches all emerging markets. I mean, investors have withdrawn $1.4 billion from all BRIC funds this year through November 4th. So not just Goldman, all BRIC funds.
Why? Why are emerging markets doing so badly? Because this was the hot place to invest many years ago.
It sure was. And, you know, it's funny. I pulled this stat up to look at 1990 through 2010. I think that's really the heyday of the emerging markets. And, you know, during those 20 years, the global economy nearly tripled. And emerging markets really accounted for a huge percentage of that, 47% of the world economy, 33% if you adjust for exchange rates. But, you know, it's a big boost. And the emerging markets were seen as the miracle, led by China. China obviously has a huge economy, but the pace of growth has definitely tapered in the Chinese economy.
Well, and I imagine that if you take away this fund and if people are not that excited about investing in these BRIC countries, that's going to make a big difference on the ground in the economies of these countries. This fund must have had quite an impact.
Well, absolutely. I mean, obviously, when you bring money into these places that had never seen these kinds of dollars invested, what happens? We're talking about new institutions and new money deployed for consumer companies. And so it really could be a problem. Of course, I mean, this has already happened. In other words, Goldman is basically throwing in the towel at this point and admitting that, gosh, since 2010, this isn't what we thought it would be. It is not closing the fund, though. I should note that it's merging. Merging it into another larger emerging market stock fund.
Okay. So if people are interested in investing in emerging markets, it goes beyond the BRICS.
Absolutely. And look, there's a lot of countries in emerging markets that are very interesting. I should note that of these four countries, of course, they're large, and China being the biggest one. But, you know, Russia and Brazil, they're in deep recessions right now. Brazil has this amazingly huge corruption scandal, the worst recession there in a quarter century. Russian companies locked out of a lot of the global economy because of the sanctions and, of course, suffering because of the plunge in oil.
Right.
And even India, which, frankly, is doing okay, it's just not going as well as most expected when the new Prime Minister Modi took office.
So a lot of trouble in the BRIC countries. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.